To the person who stole my place in line, I'd just like to say I'm after you now.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I don't know about you, but I could use a good laugh or three today. Life can be tough. Today, I'm going to try to cheer myself up. Is that okay? Do you have any choice? Nothing makes me laugh with as much regularity as children. We just finished a family reunion, and I was taking notes. Our granddaughter Clara said to my daughter Rachel, "Auntie Rachel, are you Daddy's sister?" Rachel replied, "Yes, I am." Clara asked, "Are you older than him?" "Yes." Clara's eyes twinkled. She said, "Then you can tell him what to do." Judah, age 8, yelled, "Ow, ow, ow." Then he paused and said, "I don't know if I'm hurting." "Yep, I am." Well, maybe you're hurting today. Here are some true at-home happenings that should bring you some good cheer. Two young kids were watching their mom assemble a swing set. Tightening the screws was difficult for mom, so she asked her husband for help. Men love this, by the way. They really do. He strutted out, smiling like a superhero, and tightened the screws. Their 3-year-old said, "Mommy makes things and Daddy screws them up." A mother overheard her 6-year-old say to her crying brother, "It's okay to be sad. Sometimes we need to let our feelings out." "Oh, darling," said the mom, "that's so lovely. Why is he crying?" Her daughter said, "I hit him." A father asked his 9-year-old, "What did you learn at school today?" He responded, "Apparently not enough because I have to go back tomorrow." A grandma was writing in her journal at the breakfast table. Her grandson, age 10, sat beside her eating his cereal and watching her cursive carefully for several minutes. Finally, he said, "You should learn how to print. Nobody's ever going to be able to read that." In Britain, a dad showed his 5-year-old son, Harry, a picture of himself at the age of 16 and asked the boy if he knew who it was. He stared at it for a long time before replying, "It's me when I'm bigger." A 3-year-old pulled out a chessboard from a storage box and said, "I haven't played this in years." An elderly relative looked at a 6-month-old and exclaimed, "I bet you just get all the attention, don't you?" The 5-year-old sibling said, "She can't get all the attention. She doesn't even have any teeth." Time for 2 more. One day, a 9-year-old came home from school and joyfully told his mother, "My friend said that if we press the airplane mode button on a cell phone, it might be able to fly away like an airplane." Oh, I'd like that feature. We need to ditch these phones more often. Finally, a daughter told her mom, "I can't wait to have kids." The mom asked her why. She said, "So they can bring me stuff when it's in another room." Right on. I mentioned at the start that I need a little cheering up. The last 6 months I've spent fighting knee pain after a ski mishap. I'm getting help, but the front of the line seems very far away. I've never been talented at inactivity. I love playing sports with the grandkids, but at our family reunion recently, I finally had to act my age and be content with reading to them as my grandpa, who seemed to be 112, used to do. Maybe Clara sensed my disappointment when she snuggled up against me one morning and said, "I like how you read to us. You're fun to be with. I'm glad you're my grandpa. I love you." Oh, Clara, you'll never know how much that meant to me. Proverbs 16:24 says, "Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones." It's so true, isn't it? We've all experienced. Let's offer it to others. Let's choose our words wisely and go out there and make someone's day.
If you've been thinking about supporting Laugh Again, now is a great time to jump in. June is our fiscal year end, and we're praying to raise $110,000 so we can keep sharing the gospel into another year. And here's the exciting part. Through a match grant with Back to the Bible Canada, every dollar you give this month is doubled, up to $200,000. Give today at laughagain.ca or call 1-800-663-2425. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.